This is IGN.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is the Spoken Edition of IGN.
Brought to you by the SoFi Daily Podcast. 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by the second week of February. If reaching financial independence is something you're striving for in 2021, don't let your goals fall by the wayside. Listen to the SoFi Daily Podcast every weekday to keep informed and keep your financial resolutions. Search for SoFi wherever you get your podcasts. Hitman 3, The Final Preview, by Ryan McCaffrey. It's been quite a ride for Agent 47. Over the last 20 years, Hitman has gone from a stealth sandbox masterpiece to a misguided but still very good action-adventure to an episodic reboot. And now it's come full circle, with Hitman 3 serving as a full-scope capper to the reboot trilogy that set the series back on its best course before developer IO Interactive moves on to its James Bond 007 project, which could signal the end for Agent 47 for the foreseeable future. If Hitman 3's first mission is anything to go by, our favorite bald and barcoded assassin is going out in style. Agent 47's passport has stamps from all around the world in it by now, and Hitman 3's first mission takes him to Dubai. Hitman, at its best, has always been about its player-driven creativity, and Dubai sets this game off on the right foot as far as that goes. You're tasked with taking out bad guys Carl Ingram and Marcus Stuyvesant as you stride towards the end of this trilogy's Providence story arc. I played the mission three different times, which Hitman 3 encourages by once again unlocking new starting locations in gear based on your choices and performance on each successive playthrough. For instance, the first time I went after Ingram, I disguised myself as a contact he was due to meet in his heavily fortified penthouse, went up with his assistant, walking all the way up from the ground floor right past all of those heavily armed guards in the process, and listened to him salivate over the idea of 47 taking someone on his enemy list out. It's a tense spot. Here I was, face to face with my target. I could have easily stabbed him, snapped his neck, or shot him, but killing him in full view of several guards and his housekeeping staff would have set off a hornet's nest of trouble. And so I waited. But then our meeting ended, and I was asked to leave. Should I cause chaos now, or wait to see what happens? I opted for the latter, and ended up needing to come back later with a new plan. Acquire an elite guard uniform to get access to the penthouse, and then, in classic Hitman fashion, poison his whiskey and wait. Eventually, he came back around to the adult beverage while I watched from a few feet away and bolted for the bathroom, where I could follow him in before his guards got wise. I drowned him in vomit-filled toilet water. Check one kill off the to-do list. Along the way, though, I spotted several other ways I could have taken him out. I could have poisoned his food, just gone in guns blazing and shot my way out of there, not that Hitman really encourages this, or do what I actually did manage to do on my third playthrough. Trap both Carl and Marcus in the same sealed room together after gathering enough intel to know where they were both going to be at the same time. Two birds, one stone. For one of my other assassinations of Marcus, a douchebag rich guy who was hated enough to keep security around him full time, I overheard some guards talking about the new bodyguard due to report for duty with his papers soon. I sought out this new guy in the changing room downstairs, found him arguing with the housekeeper about his uniform not being cleaned, and I swiped his papers from his locker while he stood there in his skivvies. That let me walk right up to take his place, after which I had to prove my bodyguarding worth to Marcus by showing off my knife-throwing prowess on the roof. Once I did, and my new boss was suitably impressed, he gave the other guard standing with us the rest of the night off, leaving us alone. From there, I just couldn't help myself. I had to kick him off the roof of the skyscraper. No fuss, no muss. Mission accomplished. Even after three playthroughs of the Dubai mission, There are still many ways I didn't unlock. Hitman 3's sandbox is vast and filled with many toys. Sure, it still has some cheesy dialogue and voice acting, as well as some goofy animations, but overall, I'm extremely impressed by what I've played so far. Hitman 3 will be out on January 20th. Stay tuned for IGN's full review.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.